This is They're Coming to Get You. My name is Brent Terhune.
My name is Gavin Eddings. It's the return of the Brent. Oh my God, Return of the Brent.
I'm back. I'm bigger and I'm blacker.
Welcome to a very special episode that we're
I forgot that we're doing the Michael Jackson episode. I just said that because I thought it was funny.
Yes. So this is a fun preview. We took it to our Patreon subscribers who gave us their wonderful blessing. They're like, hey, put out a Patreon episode on the main feed to give people a preview of what you do over there on the Patreon. So we decided to give you for free as a nice little preview of what we do on Patreon in our bonus episodes. We're talking about Michael Jackson's Thriller video, and I think we had a lot of fun talking about this.
Yeah, and we do, you know, you're listening to this, but we're going to talk about how the guy's a bit problematic, Gavin.
A little bit controversial.
But you can't take away how good this music video is.
Yes, and if you happen to enjoy what we do on this podcast and you like this Patreon-exclusive episode, you can join the fun over at patreon.com/theycomingtogetyou, where you can sign up for just $5 a month. You'll get bonus episodes. You'll get episodes early. I'll mail you a sticker, a wonderful They're Coming to Get You logo sticker. I mail it to you with a personalized little note that says, thanks for being a fan. So that is all right now over on patreon.com/theycomingtogetyou. Please be a Patreon subscriber. We would love to have you.
Now let's check out our Thriller episode.
Hit the music.
They're coming to get you. They're coming for you, Barbara.
They're coming to get you.
This is They're Coming to Get You. My name is Brent Terhune.
My name is Gavin Eddings. What's up, our well-paying Barbaras? This is a Patreon bonus episode for just you, the people who give us their sweet, sweet money. And today's bonus episode is one that Brent actually brought to me. And I said, is that going to be a good episode? Is it good? And then I was like, hell yeah, this is incredible. And Brent, what are we talking about today?
Well, I do want to say, due to my strong personal convictions, I wish to stress that this podcast is in no way endorsing Michael Jackson or the occult.
And I'd like to... Go ahead.
Because we're talking about Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Yeah, and I want to say that this podcast was the most humiliating experience of my life. They took pictures of my penis and my buttocks, and I just... It's been rough. It's been rough.
Victim shaming. Look, already, Gavin... Look, well, I suggested this episode because I feel like the Thriller music video is it's overall important to pop culture, but it's important to horror in general. This is probably some people's first foray into horror and only foray into horror.
Yeah.
And I can separate the art from the artist because I do believe, allegedly, that Michael Jackson is a pedophile.
And I believe that, I think we're throwing around the word pedophile a little too much here.
No, this is behind a paywall. Say it.
You know, I just think, you know what? I think he's innocent. I think he's framed. I think it's just big Macaulay Culkin trying to tear down a man. Actually, Macaulay Culkin said, like, he never did anything to me.
Hey, good for him, man. Good for Macaulay.
Yeah, I absolutely believe, like, how can you watch, like, Leaving Neverland or whatever that HBO documentary was that was pre-pandemic, where it's like, he liked to look at little boys' buttholes. And you're like, I mean, Thriller's pretty good, I guess.
And the thing is that what you said is not an exaggeration. That's what they said.
I know. That's what he said. He liked to peer into the... Yeah, it's not funny, but it's like, ugh. And what's fun about Michael Jackson is that every few years, these allegations come back up or are stated again in like a big documentary or like a YouTube video. And then I worked in radio for a long time. I worked for every radio station format. And one of them was like adult contemporary, which is like a mix of like oldies and newer stuff. And oldies and newer stuff, they love some MJ. So whenever that happens, they're like, well, we have to stop playing Michael Jackson for like at least 2 weeks until this blows over.
Yeah. What a here's a temporary fix.
Yeah.
We just won't play the guy.
Yeah. Do you like Creedence Clearwater Revival? Because we're playing that instead.
Hope you like Sade. Did you play Sade on there?
Probably. Probably.
I played her on the jazz station I worked for in college, the only station I worked for. And of course, back in the day, I don't when it's spelled S-A-D-E, who's going to think Sade? So I said, coming up, Sade. All these listeners would call in. There's this one lady named Bam Miller that had to get a restraining order because she'd call up and harass the students.
Oh, my God. Because
she'd always correct people and their pronunciation. So, of course, you know it's Sade. Well, I do now. Thank you, sir. So
the only one I ever got really wrong, no, I said anything, but there was an artist called Tovlo. She had a couple hits, and I looked it up. I was like, well, how do you say it? And I said, coming up next, we got Tuvalo.
We had Toblerone.
And then there was this one guy who I worked with. He was great, but he was not super good. He'd always mix things up. He'd wish people, like, a happy Veterans Day on Memorial Day. It was just like and he was a veteran. I was like, what are you doing, buddy? My favorite he ever did, though, was there's this artist named Gray, just G-R-A-Y. And he's like, coming up next, we got DJ Khaled featuring Gary. I laughed so hard.
I guess you could see it. Like, I'd read that wrong, but also it's Gary. Like,
y'all hear that new Gary track? He's so good.
So that, like, if for some people, they wouldn't even click on this because it's Michael Jackson. But other people, you're here.
Yeah.
And it's one of those, you separate the art from the artist. And then I got to say, man, when you hear Michael Jackson, I'm like, God damn, this is pretty good. Isn't that messed up? Like, do you agree with me?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's been a long time. So this music video is like 12 minutes long, 13 minutes with credits. It has credits. It's essentially a short film with a Michael Jackson song in it. It's an incredible piece of art. And it's been years since I've watched this video front to back. But I remember during Halloween on VH1, they'd always show it. And it really was like a big introduction to horror, where it's like, I like Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson also liked me. I was a small child at that point. Mm-hmm. And I liked Michael Jackson. I was like, this is pretty spooky. Like, this is scary. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of people's first foray into horror.
Yeah, and like the level of horror in this music video it's scary. And if you're not a horror movie fan, then it's really scary, you know?
Yeah, because you have him doing, because you have songs a lot like Billie Jean, where he's just like dancing in the street, making lights. He's got Beat It, he's got Bad, where it's kind of like the Warriors, kind of like that West Side Story gang fight, but it's still very like, it's safe. Nobody's getting, like, you're not watching Michael Jackson have one of his gang members die in his arms in Beat It. But in this, I wrote in my notes several times, shit is scary. Like, this shit is actually a lot scarier than I remember. And to have, like, all the kids gather around the TV in the 80s and be like, it's time for the new Michael Jackson video. Mm-hmm. And they're like, what's it going to be? And it's like, run away, I'm turning.
3 more days till Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson. This was an event. And, of course, I wasn't even alive for it. It came out December 2nd, 1983. So I wasn't around, but you know, you read enough and you know that this is an event and it's, like, did you watch, it's on YouTube. Did you watch the 4K version?
I did watch the 4K version. I watched and it holds up. There's so
it
many
looks
times,
so good.
It looks so good because it's shot like a movie. It's not like, if you go back and watch any other Michael Jackson video, it's probably not going to look as good, but this one's like, God damn, this is a nice looking video.
Yeah. For being, at the time of this recording, 40 years old in a couple months.
Oh, my God. 40? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You ever feel old when something that came out before you is old? Yeah. You're like, God damn.
I didn't know it that old. And what's crazy about this video is it's Michael Jackson, but it's a legitimately scary horror movie. And I do find that the release date of December is a little weird. Like, you couldn't push it up like a month and a half.
Yeah, that is. I didn't even think about that because I was like, well, it's a scary music video. Why wouldn't it be released in October? That's prime time.
Mm-hmm. But whatever.
And to put it in context, the song Thriller is on the album Thriller, which the stuff I read was they weren't even planning to release this as like a video. If that was a novelty song,
yeah.
Which It's more than that, but it's also novelty to me is Monster Mash. You know, like.
I saw a tweet that said, I love when people include the Cranberry song Zombie on Halloween playlist, because it always goes like Monster Mash, Thriller, a song about Ireland's government. Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. And for to name the album Thriller and not even think about releasing it as a single, that's odd to me.
And
you know?
Yeah, and so the music video, they didn't want to, one, even release the song. They thought the album Thriller had, like, peaked. They thought it had had its heyday, no more album being sold. So, and they definitely weren't going to make, like, this horror movie directed by, like, a huge director and finances. So to get the financing, they actually had to do a documentary so that television networks would, like, help pay for this video. And that documentary actually went on to become one of the best-selling videotapes of all time. And it is a making of a music video, which is crazy.
I mean, that's a testament to how big Michael Jackson was and is.
Yeah.
You know? And go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, it's such, when I think Halloween, like, Thriller is synonymous with Halloween.
Mm-hmm. There's the dance, then there's the jacket.
Yeah.
You know, and to quote The Sopranos, the jacket.
Thriller,
you know, I'm not the biggest Michael Jackson fan. It's not like my regular rotation, but also had Billie Jean and Beat It. Like if you said, hey, name me three Michael Jackson songs, probably two of those are Billie Jean and Beat It, you know.
Yeah.
It's the highest selling album of all time, Thriller. So, and I took to Wikipedia, as I've been known to do. List of best-selling albums. So, certified copies is 51.2 million copies. Claim sales is 70. So, somewhere in between. But so, it's Michael Jackson, Thriller number one. Then the rest of the list is Back in Black, The Bodyguard soundtrack, Dark Side of the Moon, Eagles' Greatest Hits, Meatloaf, Bat Outta Hell, Hotel California, Shania Twain's Come On Over, Fleetwood Mac Rumors, and the Bee Gees' Saturday Night Fever.
Wait, Shania Twain's that high?
Yeah. She certified copies was 30.4 million copies.
Wow. What surprised me is it goes Thriller and then Back in Black by AC/DC?
Yeah, and it's by a lot. AC/DC is 30.1 million sales.
So Angus Young needs to get it together and move some more albums.
Yeah, you know, it's weird how Michael Jackson would see Angus Young in a schoolboy outfit and just start mouth watering.
Oh, what's going on over there, huh? Oh, Back in Black. Well, I used to be black.
Yeah, I will say that Back in Black, if somebody said that's the greatest rock album of all time, I wouldn't tell you no.
Yeah, I own it on vinyl. I do own Back in Black. I don't own Michael Jackson's Thriller, though.
I have Thriller because I think I got it in like a lot of records, and it's like one of the most iconic album covers too. Is just him laying out.
Yeah,
you know, even Tom Segura has an album called Thrilled, and he's laying out on the cover.
You got that record though in a lot of other famous pedophile artists. You're like, you know what? I'm trying to get this one.
Are you saying Tom Segura is a pedophile?
No, I'm not saying
okay,
Tom.
Okay.
No, I said you got the album, the Thriller album. Okay. You're like, I'm trying to get, I was building on an R. Kelly album, but actually they threw in Thriller. These are jokes. Yes, please. So. Yes, I'm calling Tom Segura a pedophile.
But I hadn't watched this video in a long time either. I have it playing over here on the iPad on mute, just watching it, you know, to have it on during the recording.
I need to focus on this recording.
Sorry. It's my screen time. I can do what I want. Of course, it was directed by John Landis, who, you know, did a bunch of stuff, but American Werewolf in London would be, and we're going to talk about that eventually on the show.
Yes.
But,
And you can definitely tell it has that American Werewolf in London feel, because let's go ahead and kind of walk through it here, because the music, the song is only like 3.5 minutes long. If you look up just the song Thriller, it's only like 3 minutes or something. It's just a regular radio-friendly tune. This video is 13 minutes with credits.
Michael Jackson was the original YouTuber. In the comments, somebody would be like, song starts at 8:02.
Skip ahead. But I did check the timestamp. It does not, the music does not start until like 4.5 minutes in. Mm-hmm. Because you've got that great scene of, you've got Michael Jackson, who is very diverse because he plays himself in several segments.
Yeah. And it starts out with the 1950s. She's wearing the poodle skirt. He's wearing the Letterman jacket. Anytime they make like, oh, Mike's a gang leader. Mike's a anything. I'm like, this is, I mean, it's cool, but I don't buy it.
Who's
you know?
Bad?
Like, who's bad? Not you. Bad. Not you. Bad in a different way. But yeah, it's you. And then I'd been so long since I'd seen this video, I was like, he's not a werewolf the whole time. And then you find out later it's a werecat. I'm like, oh, that makes sense for making Michael Jackson a werecat.
Is he a werecat? It's not a werewolf.
No, that's what I was reading, because it was the makeup effects were done by Rick Baker. They hired 40 makeup artists for this video, Landa said, which was at the time the most makeup artists I think anybody's ever had, or at least he has. So Rick Baker did the makeup on American Werewolf in London, Harry and the Hendersons, Ed Wood, Nutty Professor, Men in Black, The Grinch, The Wolf Man. That's the Antonia or the what's his face? The Sir Anthony Hopkins.
Anthony Hopkins. Did you say
I can smell your werewolf. The Exorcist, The Howling, Videodrome, and Matinee. So he was involved in some of those in some way. But if you say special effects by Rick Baker and horror, people know that dude.
Oh, for sure. And some of these makeup artists were just there just to make sure Michael Jackson's nose looked good. Am I right, y'all? Am I right?
Come on, folks.
I got these jokes. I'm being ignorant.
You're ignorant. Well, and I will say in this, watching the video, I'm like, you just have to say it because of what a transformation, but it's like, oh, it's black Michael Jackson. And that's a weird thing to say, but for most of my life and what I remember, it was white Michael Jackson, you know?
I do the Michael Jackson eras in BW and AW, before white and after white. So this is a BW.
I'm an A&W man myself, so...
I will. So first off, Michael Jackson was like a heartthrob. People threw themselves at him, fainting in aisles when they saw Michael Jackson perform. Do you think Michael Jackson is a good looking dude?
I guess he's good looking, but it doesn't. I'm watching him as this werecat. If he was like 50 pounds heavier and more hulkier, then he'd fill out this werecat suit. But I think he's a good looking guy. But then you just the rest of them, you're like, oh, that's where it stops. You know, like just. At baseline, you have to admit that this dude's kind of weird.
When you know
stuff about him, you know, like
yeah. Even the start of the video where they're in, where the car runs out of gas and they're walking together, and he's like, "You know, I like you." And I
come
hope
on, baby.
I hope you like me like I like you.
Yeah,
you'll be my girl. And she's like, "Of course, Michael." And then he pulls out a ring immediately. I was like, "That's too fast. That's too fast. You can't be pulling out a ring because it sets the bar too high."
Yeah. Yeah, you want to be my girl? I'll beat your ass. Like, it's just hard to, like, when you're like a half whisper being tough.
Who's bad?
And I will say that right now when it's playing, it's the scene in the movie theater where it cuts from the 1950s werecat video.
Mm-hmm.
We need more werecats. Can we agree on that?
Yeah, I think so. I think, didn't Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island have werecats?
Yeah, we did that. Yeah, but we need more. It's not enough.
The werecats are vastly underrepresented in our TV and cinema.
There was Scooby-Doo, and then there was an episode of Batman, the animated series, with a werecat.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Deep pull. Deep
pull. Hey, that's one of my favorite shows.
Yeah.
But there's a meme in this music video of him eating the popcorn. Anytime somebody posts some controversial shit, and then comments start going, somebody just posts that meme of him eating popcorn.
I put in my notes, I really like to watch the video that features the Michael Jackson popcorn gif.
Yeah, it's true, because it's now how you are infamous in pop culture is just a second and a half of video clip. That's all it is anymore.
I can't tell you who that dude is who taps their head, but I know but I know that gif forever.
Yeah, the black guy, and it's like, can't pay taxes if I didn't have a job, tap the head or whatever, you know. Did you know there's something called digital blackface? Did you know that? Heard that?
No.
Where it's like if you're a not like a non-black person, or I guess if you're posting a guy a video a thing with Chinese, somebody with a Chinese person, and then you're like a white person or any other race posting that, they say that's like a phenomenon of digital blackface or something like where it's like, hey, you can't post the black memes if you're not a black person.
What?
I heard that phenomenon. Now, I don't. Now, if a bunch of black people say, hey, don't do that, I'd probably start to listen. But I was like, it just seems weird. I'm like, I'm just posting it because I think it's a funny meme or it's appropriate for the situation, right?
I'm not going to, I don't want to take a stand. I've never heard that. That sounds incredibly wacky. Mm-hmm. But if I can't use black memes, I'm going to stop using memes because the black people have all the best ones. They have the best ones.
I'm just saying, this cancer culture is getting out of whack. And another thing, no.
Another thing, just another case of the white man trying to hold me down.
But yeah, like, so you jump from the movie theater, and the thing that pissed me off about this is you have to know you're going to go see a movie featuring a werecat.
Yeah.
Where you know this is a horror movie, and she's like, I got to get out of here. I'm like, bitch, you knew what this was. It's a horror movie.
We paid our $2, which is $17.80 in inflation money. We're gonna sit here. I did comment too. One of my things is when he's like in the werecat movie, he's like, I'm not like other guys. I gotta tell you, like, but Michael, that's why I love you. I was like, you just started dating. You're dropping the L word already.
Yeah.
And what a bad time for him to be like, you wanna be my girl? All right, now that you're trapped in my relationship, guess what? You get to date a werecat.
And a zombie. A werecat zombie.
But I did comment, too. I was like, I said, this shit is scary when the werecat transformation happens because it's just the teeth and the eyes and the whiskers.
It's the eyes.
The eyes and the whiskers and the nails and the claws. It's scary, and he's chasing her. And then you cut to the movie theater, and I said, you go to the brightest movie theater in existence.
Yeah, it's one of those that wherever you see movie or TV where two people are like, they're watching a movie, but they're having a conversation about something completely different. It's the most unrealistic shit you've ever seen. Because if somebody's talking, that nobody in the background's like, hey, shut up. You know?
Why are these lights still on? Can we turn these lights down a little bit?
Yeah, I've been in movie theaters recently where they don't even turn that shit off. Like halfway through, I'm like, oh, I guess they didn't turn the lights off because it got darker in here.
So they're walking through the and they leave. And like, did you get scared? And she's like, a little bit.
You left. You walked out of the theater. Of course you did.
I just wanted to get outside and then walk home on this desolate street.
Yeah, with nobody around in an industrial area.
Yeah.
Where the zombie stuff happens is very Return of the Living Dead industrial area part.
Yeah, I never want to be around an industrial part of town at night or in general. It just scares me for some reason.
Yeah, it means the people that are around there are tougher than me.
Yeah.
Including Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson's like, I know a shortcut, baby. That's the warehouse where RoboCop died. Let's walk past it.
Oh, it sounds like they got somebody's nuts hooked up to a battery.
Who's bad?
This music video doubled the sales of Thriller. The documentary sold over 1 million copies, becoming the best-selling videotape. It's credited for transforming music videos into a serious art form. According to Peter Dindal, the movie, the zombie invasion sequence, was inspired by Night of the Living Dead. Of course, when they come in the house and they're breaking through the walls, I'm like, this is none other than Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah, which, I don't know if you know, is where we get our name from on this podcast.
They're coming. What? Hold
what?
On.
They're coming to get you, Michael.
Michael. Jack, go ahead.
No, sorry.
I was going to say Jackson's manager, Frank D'Elia. What up, Frankie boy? Suggested making a music video, and he recalled telling Jackson it's simple. All you got to do is dance, sing, and make it scary. According to Vanity Fair, Jackson preferred benign Disney-esque fantasies where people were nice and children were safe. Which the video would be creepy comical, not genuinely terrifying. And I just want to be Disney-esque fantasy. Yeah, it's like Yeah, of course this dude wanted that, you know?
Yeah, of course he wants to be kid-friendly. Well, I think he got a little too kid-friendly. Michael Jackson was probably a pedophile.
Probably. But yeah, so we got the, and then we have to talk about the dance sequence, because you, even like somebody just bust this out in like a concert or YouTube video or TikTok and makes no mention that it's the Thriller dance. You can't not see somebody move their arms like, I'll call it a werewolf type deal,
yeah,
or a zombie thing, where it's like that you're doing Thriller. You just, it's,
yeah,
iconic.
Even if you don't know the entire dance, and it's a pretty long dance. It's like two and a half minutes long of just, mm-hmm, choreographed. And just, and there's my go-to move, like, yeah, you got the werewolf arm, but you're like, ha, ha. My, mm-hmm, go-to is the clap and shimmy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's the iconic move for me. And what's fun about Thriller is when you've seen it a few times, is you can start watching the other background dancers, and they are just as committed as Michael. They are, in some cases, more committed, because there's that one woman up front who's fucking going for it.
That, like, the dancing is great. The makeup is good. Like, it's, if you're doing zombies, I think you just have to compare everything nowadays to The Walking Dead,
because, mm-hmm,
it was so good. But for back in the 40 years ago, having these special effects and the makeup, I'd ship my britches too.
Yeah, and you've got, of course, that iconic voiceover by Vincent Price. He's got,
sorry,
a long COVID.
Let me go ahead and do the, I didn't mean to do Vincent Price. That was just me coughing and laughing.
But you've got Vincent Price, an absolute icon of horror, doing this voiceover. You've got the choreography. You've got, and Thriller as a song, it's pretty good. Like, it's a pretty good song.
It's why is it not like half a novelty song when it's about scary shit? Why is it when it's about scary shit? Why can't it just be a good song? Like, you know, The Legend of Woolly Swamp? You know that song?
I do not. What? Who's that?
It's Charlie Daniels, Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Yeah.
That song's kind of not novelty, but it's on the scarier, like a guy buries money in the swamp and then somebody steals it and he gets him. Like, that's kind of a scary song to me. What are other scary songs, would you say?
Well, the first thing that popped in my mind was the Ghostbusters theme.
Yeah, I would call that a novelty song.
Yeah,
you know?
I think that they are novelty songs, but I think, do you think Thriller is just a novelty song, or do you think it's like an actual, or do you think it's categorized as?
I would say it's an actual song, but if we're saying, if somebody said it's a novelty song, I'd say, okay, but I think it's more than that. But it's also weird when something's horror themed, now, mm-hmm, it becomes a novelty.
Yeah, I've never listened. Okay, so I've heard songs from Thriller. I've never listened and sat down and listened to Thriller front to back.
No, if it's Michael Jackson, it's the greatest hits type deal, you know?
Yeah, I don't need the deep cuts of, mm-hmm, one of the greatest artists of all time. Just give me the hits. Play the hits, Michael. Mm-hmm. But if I were to listen to Thriller from front to back, I don't even know what song actually comes before it or the entire album. Let's see. I got the Wikipedia pulled up here. Track listing is
Girl Is Mine, Pretty Young Thing, Billie Jean. These are some hits, dude.
Yeah, they are. Beat It, Billie Jean, yeah. But The Girl Is Mine with Paul McCartney, and then you go into Thriller, you're like, oh, well, this is the Halloween part of the album now.
Yeah, and it's weird how it's a scary song. Maybe it's just over the years synonymous with Halloween, but it's weird how when you're talking about horror-themed songs, you think it was a novelty, and it's more than that. But also, are you putting Thriller on in April?
Absolutely.
You know what
not.
I'm saying?
No.
You know?
I put on Thriller probably once a year, and that's when I have my Bluetooth speaker on my porch handing out candy to trick-or-treaters.
Mm-hmm. As I guess, you know, we have made it novelty, horror fan, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, if, would you say, like, a horror band is Slipknot? Like, if you didn't see how they looked and just heard the music, I would not say they're a horror band, but when you get the mask gimmicks and all that, that's, to me, almost a novelty, but they've proven to be more than that, you know?
Yeah, I wouldn't even call Slipknot a horror band, even with the masks.
Okay.
I feel like they're just metal in Masks. I've never thought about I feel like that their lyrics aren't very like horror-esque. Like Ice Nine Kills now, they are very clearly a horror band.
Yeah, you told me about them. I tried to give them a listen, but they'll have like psycho themed songs or Friday the 13th songs, you know.
Yeah, where they're singing about like murder, and then they have two albums now, and they've really hit their success because they've leaned into the horror thing, cuz they tried it with like Books. And their earlier albums were good. I've been a fan for a long time. But they really only hit that success when they leaned into, like, the horror aspect, where they're doing entire albums where each song is about a different horror movie.
Yeah. Like, even somebody like Here Come the Mummies. Do you know that band?
I don't. I have heard of them.
Funk band.
Mm-hmm.
And they're on Bob and Tom all the time, the radio show that I write for, so that's how I know them. But if you want just fun songs with a great performance, give Here Come the Mummies a Google, because they're all dressed as mummies. And it's like, I think the thing is they're all session musicians from Nashville, and I think technically can't appear as their names. So nobody knows who these mummies are. I'm sure they do. But and so many songs are just about fucking like that. They have the Wiener Man, which is about the guy with the cart, you know, selling hot dogs. And of course, it's a double entendre. They're so funny, and they can't speak unless they have a funky beat going. So if there's no funky beat, you just hear.
That's incredible. I like that kind of gimmick thing. I do enjoy when
it's
a band,
fun. Yeah. Yeah.
Is Ghost a horror band?
Ghost is a horror band, but also, if you didn't see what they looked like, you would think it's just good music. And that's debatable, because I know people like, oh, it's fake metal. Kind of, but I like it. It's fun.
It's like if you go to like a metal and they're like, this is the Christmas mass of metal.
Yeah, it's accessible I like metal,
fine.
You know?
I like Ghost fine. They are very good.
Well, let's talk about MJ is what we're here for. But Michael Jordan. but it's Vincent Price. You mentioned it, but we didn't like even they're coming to get you, Barbara. That's not Vincent Price, but like the imitation. I was just thinking of iconic horror voices.
Yeah.
If like a voice and a character and horror in general, that's Vincent Price for sure.
Oh yeah. Vincent Price is, I mean, you still see memes of like, there'll be mystery and murder and ghosts.
You see
that kind of meme that goes around. And just, he was such an iconic host. He's in, I believe, the original Haunting of Hill House.
House on Haunted Hill. That's what that meme is from.
Yeah, House on Haunted Hill. These houses and their hauntings and their hills.
Yes.
I think, though, like, and when Thriller, like, gets going, like, you have this scary stuff, and then you just, like, da-da, da-da. It's so good. It's such a good song. It gets you hype. And you get this great video that goes along with it. I think Thriller, even though Michael Jackson is problematic and is not probably a very good person based on everything that we know, man could write some songs, and he was a performer. It's hard to separate the artist when it involves like kids, but God,
yeah.
Halloween comes around, you're playing Thriller. Like you just can't not play Thriller.
The thing is, I don't play Thriller. You were at my wedding, at a Halloween wedding. The only thing I told the DJ, I said, don't play Michael Jackson.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I told him. And a funny story, I probably told it on this podcast, but I told everybody, show up in costumes. We're setting up early. He shows up. He's already dressed as Dracula. But we're all in normal clothes. And he goes, you said to be in costume, right? And I said, yeah, we're going to get dressed in a minute. But I just think it'd be funny if we're all in formal attire, but then the DJ's Dracula.
What do you want to hear?
Let's give it up for the newlyweds.
Here comes Brent. Yes, here he is.
We have the dollar dance. $1. Yeah, so I told the guy, no Michael Jackson. And I suggested this, but I think it's also when you're in the context of horror, there's no debating that this was some people's first foray into horror and only foray. And they're like, this is scary to me. I'm not checking out anything.
The Wedding DJ sucked, though, because you said no Michael Jackson, so he only played the Monster Mash the entire time. And it was,
you know what, I had a second stipulation and it was to only play the Monster Mash.
But what was weird was he's like, and now it's time for a slow one. Well, I was working in the graveyard.
Yeah, shake your fat rump to this.
Now the father daughter dance.
I was working in the lab one night. We should talk about that. Should be another episode. Is like horror songs, I guess.
I just want to do it. I want to do it exclusively on the Monster Mash now. Just really stretch out a bonus episode to be like, well, I was working in the lab one night. What do these lyrics actually mean?
The guy that wrote that had the huge one-hit wonder, and then he tried to do it again with different holidays. That'd be a fun exploration.
Oh, my God. That'd be really fun. I was coming down the chimney with gifts in hand.
Yeah, I was leaving CVS with some discount chocolates. Landis, early August, so this came out in December, after seeing his horror movie An American Werewolf in London, Jackson contacted John Landis. Of course, did American Werewolf in London, but also Twilight Zone, where some kids died.
Michael Jackson very upset about that.
But then also Blues Brothers, one of my favorite, you know, comedies in general. At the time, commercial directors didn't do music videos, but Landis was intrigued. He wanted to make it a theatrical short. And how many theatrical shorts have you watched, Gavin? And how many have you watched more than twice? This is, you know,
not a lot.
Yeah. So they shot in 35mm. Epic Records gave him 100,000. As you said, they thought the record's done. Let's move on to something else. MTV and Showtime paid to show the making of special, which I was thinking about when MTV was really like music television,
mm-hmm.
you know, back when I was back in my day,
yeah,
you'd get the making of music video specials all the time.
Oh, it was called like Behind the Making the Video.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite making the video episode?
I don't, because it's been so long since I've seen any of those, but I'm sure I do.
I remember the one for Metallica, for I Disappear.
Oh yeah, for the Mission Impossible soundtrack.
Yeah, that's actually probably, I know a lot of people don't, it's probably one of my favorite Metallica songs, honestly.
It is really good, and I don't know why it's, because I don't think they tend to play it live, and I don't know if there's like some thing where they don't own all that song or whatever, but mm-hmm. yeah, it's a really good song.
Yeah.
What else? According to Landis, the production involved the largest makeup team, as I said, 40 makeup artists, and his wife did the Deborah Nadelmoon. She did Raiders of the Lost Ark, but she chose that red jacket. Again, sometimes you could just see this jacket and be like, that's the Thriller jacket. That's how iconic this shit is.
Yeah, it's you're either Michael Jackson in Thriller or Eddie Murphy in Raw. There's is that Eddie Murphy in Raw? Actually, this is the Thriller jacket. Ah, shit, sorry.
I always get Raw and Delirious mixed up, because one, he's wearing purple leather, one is red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather. I'm trying to warm up for this podcast, but... the video double boosted the sales of Thriller. It won a Music Video Award, the MTV Music Video Award. Viewer's Choice, Best Overall Performance, Best Choreography, Best Concept Video, Best Male Video, Video of the Year, yada, yada, blah, blah.
It's an iconic video. It's an iconic song. All these things that you see people do now on TikTok with their dances, he did this 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He knew how to get buzz going. He knew how to get a dance people wanted to dance to. He knew how to market himself. He was a heartthrob. People loved him. People would faint when he came out there. And he knew how to market himself as like, well, I want to be a werecat, and then I want to be like a zombie, and then I want to be like a good guy at the end. And the ending of this, where all the zombies are chasing the girl into mm-hmm. the house, and he's like, wake up, what's going on? And then mm-hmm. you have that iconic scene of him turning to the camera and has those cat eyes. Mm-hmm. And such a lasting impression of that scene for me for mm-hmm. my entire life. Just whenever you have a late second reveal at the end of a movie where like either a character has, I think on The Nun, where you saw like the upside down cross on the guy at the very end. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, well, what happened? What happened? And then you're like, oh, they're doing a Thriller right now.
Yeah, it's Carrie's mom's arm coming through the grave, or Whose arm came through the grave? Was it her mom or Carrie?
Carrie's mom popped. Carrie's arm pops up.
And then there's Jason popping up at the end of the Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Iconic shit. It's happening right now on my screen. The eyes and the zoom in. That is also a meme when it's...
Yeah.
For more devious things.
Now,
you know?
To be fair, Jason popping up at the end did happen before Thriller.
Yes, and then Carrie happened before Jason.
Yeah. So, Michael Jackson stole everything. That son of a bitch.
That mother... I will say, in Return of the Living Dead 2, it's more comedy than I think the first one, and there's a Michael Jackson zombie in it, and I remember... That shit scared me so bad as a kid. And it was one of those where you see a scene in a movie, and then you don't remember what it was. So for years, you're trying to find out what you tell people. Do you remember that movie that had this? And eventually, I found it. But it was so iconic that they put it in another zombie movie.
Yeah. And there's always like little in-jokes about the Michael Jackson Thriller video. I know it's referenced in a lot of media. It's an iconic video. It's great to have on during... Is this a party video?
Yeah, this like if like you guys have the restaurant Bubba's, do you know what that is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's and if you don't, it's like a bunch of shit on the walls and they play music videos and they'd play the whole 13-minute Thriller video. But if that was just on at Spirit Halloween when you walked in, nobody would think differently.
Exactly.
And it's weird that he was Jehovah's Witness. So it's like he had that thing at the beginning. I don't think anything about this has anything to do with the occult.
Yeah.
But that's what non-horror people think the occult is dead shit and zombies, you know?
Yeah, and werecats.
Yeah. You know, werecats, they'll get you, your soul.
Yeah. Actually, I think what you didn't see is that in the very beginning, when he's wearing the Letterman jacket in the car, you can see a Democratic voter registration card in the passenger mm-hmm. seat. So that's probably what they were also referring to.
Grooming and not himself because he's a werecat.
These groomers.
Do you think werecats shit in a box? Like they'll kill people, but then they gotta like do the little circle in the box before they take a dump. And
well, that's what he wanted to tell her. He didn't tell her. He's like, I'm not like other guys. He didn't want to tell her he was a werecat. He wanted, I'm a werecat and I shit in a box.
It's my shit in a box.
So.
I think that's it, right? That we talked about this a lot.
We're done. They got their money's worth. We're fine.
Yeah. you made it this far, dear listener. We're open to suggestions, but I thought that you have to talk about this in the context of music and how important this was to horror and pop culture.
Absolutely. It really put horror on the map. So, Brent, good suggestion. I like going back and rewatching this. And now Thriller will be stuck in my head forever.
Thriller! They're coming to get you.
Ignorant.
They're coming to get you. They're coming for you, Barbara.
They're coming to get you.